we present Rescue by William Patrick, with Lally Cadeau as Olivia. Rescue.
Emergency line, Ashford Fire Department.
Please, send help.
Are your parents at home?
I'm stuck on my toilet.
Can you call your mother to the phone?
I can't move. I weigh 350 pounds. I need help.
Okay, wait a second. Tell me where you live.
Second Avenue, number 375.
Okay, now don't hang up.
Bottom floor.
Wait a second. We're sending help. Call to your...
Hey, Dave, did you hear that?
350-pound kid stuck on a toilet. My favorite call. How could I miss it?
Where's Mr. Personality? In the sack?
Who knows? Chewing nails somewhere.
I am disgusting, aren't I? The firemen, they'll see that when they find me. Whether I'm dead or not, they'll see me and laugh. They'll have to move my legs that look like two alien worms. Giant worms pressing into each other. I can't even feel them anymore. I can squeeze a whole handful of one like this. It's like grabbing jello. It's like reaching into vanilla custard. Stick a needle in and it gets swallowed. I had a boyfriend once. Butch. No last name. He was a fireman. The cook at the station. He had an old Chevy, a red 51 something. He named Olivia for me. Father! Answer me! Father! Oh, we drove every week to Hoosick for the drive-in movie there. Most of one summer before my father said he'd kill him. Sometimes Butch brought food he'd made. Leftovers maybe from the station. Chicken parmesan once. Chick parm, he called it. Chick parm. And we sat in the back seat eating it cold. Butch was a fat lover. I'm not stupid. I have a TV on the sink on the cabinet. I watch talk shows, same as you can, with transsexual police sergeants, pregnant great-grandmothers, fat lovers.
Where are we going?
What, you don't sleep in the bunk room anymore? Where the hell were you? Okay, what? That suicide get to you? Earth to Mike, come in.
On the couch.
After midnight, skin search on the tube. What'd you find? Emmanuel? Come on, what number?
Don't, Dave.
I bet it was Emmanuel 6, the one where she does the Buddhist psychic in
hey,
the
don't
temple
start with
smoke
that
and the bells
sucking up to me after. Dave, don't, I mean it.
What?
Shut up, all right?
Medic 1.
Medic 1 on.
Be advised, all engines are still on location at box 718, along with all the ambulances. Other units are en route, but ETA is probably 25 to your call. Do you copy?
Received.
When you're fat, people won't listen. If I told the dispatcher I'm a fat woman locked in the bathroom, he would have asked, why? What's wrong? Why do I say why? And he wouldn't send anyone if I did. So I lied. I said a 350-pound kid was stuck on a toilet. It's still a kid. You have to send someone for a kid. Oh, 350 is where the doctor's scale stops. Dr. Eckert, He put those white gloves on to keep his hands clean. I have to touch this slob, he was thinking. Step up here, his nurse said, and move the scale weights all the way to the right. The nurse rolled her eyes and wrote 350 with a plus on her chart. Hungry? She asked me. Leave your blouse on, Dr. Eckert said, and shoved his stethoscope up, pushed my breath out of his way. I won't treat you if you can't lose weight, he said. All I wanted was some cough medicine, not to cough myself to death. And he said, okay, I'll give you some, but lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks or don't come back. Oh, my fingers are blue now. Maybe they're all at a fire and can't come in time. Maybe they're eating cheesecake. I shouldn't have waited so long to... I won't go to the shop and save ever again. A man in the snacks aisle pulled himself out. You want this? He kept asking. When I tried to get away, he said, I screwed a dwarf and a one-legged girl, but I never screwed a fat girl before. Why would anyone say that? What is so wrong with me?
So, Mike, come on, what's the problem?
You know what?
What? The last call? The shooter, you knew the guy, right? It's the jugular stick, isn't it?
No, it ain't.
I slipped in the jugular stick on that shooter and you didn't like it. Mike the trauma medic, upstage and in front of the black glove squad. Payback's the bitch. That's it, isn't it? Admit it, that's what...
Up yours, you didn't do shit for that guy.
Hey, it was the right thing to do. I'm a paramedic too, you know. I actually know what I'm doing. You're not the only competent fireman in the city, okay? Now, I...
Shut up, all right?
Address the issue. You're pissed off because I took control at the last call. Right or wrong?
Wrong, Proby.
5 years on the job, I'm a Proby, huh?
That's right, Mr. Higher Education, Mr. Cross the Tracks and Help the Knuckle Draggers Save the Lowlife City. You're a Proby, a sweat. Mr. Silver Spoon up his own ass.
You think you're so easy to work with?
I bit off the shift. I'm sick of showing you what to do.
You bit off big cat. I'm here to stay.
Where are we going?
375 Second Avenue.
What do we got?
Some weird kid stuck on a toilet. I heard the call come in.
What? You don't sleep in the bunk room anymore? How's a kid get stuck on a toilet?
A 350-pound kid stuck on a toilet. That's what the kid said herself. You're the veteran. I'll let you handle the extrication on this one.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, thanks. Jesus, this ought to be good. 4 a.m., we get a fat kid stuck on a toilet.
I can't move, but I'm sinking. The wall is tightening on my head. Oh, I can hear my heart jumping now. Looking for a way out.
There it is, the brown one with the broken steps.
Dispatcher, Medic 1 arriving at 375 Second Avenue. Investigate.
Proceed, 4-3.
I'll show them my mother's picture if they find me. This one, with her Studebaker and her hair colored strawberry blonde. Here, this one. Oh, look at her hair.
275 Second Ave. That ring a bell?
No!
I think we've been here before.
Come on!
Fire department! Open up, please!
You want to check the address?
Wait a minute. The curtain moved.
Somebody in there need help?
My father won't let them in. Not in his house. He unplugs his lights so no one sees him. My father can see in the dark. He knows where everything is. Knows where to place his feet so the floor can't warn you. He's coming.
Mikey's got a knife.
Jesus Christ. Cut your balls off.
Watch it.
The last time I...
Nervous on the hand.
Filthy bastard.
Look out. Drop it. No.
No.
Drop it.
No. It's mine. No. No.
Oh. It's over. Calm down. It's over.
Just a steak knife.
My father caught Tommy Keegan once under my window singing a Beatles song for me. Any time at all. Any time at all. All you gotta do is... He picked Tommy up by the neck and squeezed him until Tommy cried. Boys can't help what they want, my father said.
Touch your head out!
Shut up, mister!
Sit down! Right here!
We need his own car.
I don't know. We need a pal. Calm down. Who's inside?
Get out. There ain't nobody here.
And you didn't call.
Let me out. Don't move, pal. Dave, see what's going on.
Dispatcher, Medic One. Check our call address, will you?
I want your badge numbers.
No, we're not cops, buddy. We're paramedics with the fire department. If we were cops, you'd be dead by now.
Nothing matters anymore. I want to see Mama again. We took a drive together. I remember we got lost in Vermont and found a convent. The nuns there made cheesecakes below a bright mountain with leaves all yellows and oranges. Amaretto cheesecake. Oh, we shouldn't. My mother said, yes, we should. Just buy all of them, I told her. She smiled at me.
Medic One, that's the first floor at 375 Second Avenue.
Received.
It's my house. Get off of
Take
mine.
It easy, sir. We could have you arrested. Assaulting a paramedic is a felony.
You think I don't pay taxes?
Hey, look. We don't have time for this. Just answer the question. Did somebody here call for us?
350-pound kid stuck on a toilet. That's how it came in.
Leave my daughter alone, I warn you.
Dave, get a zone car. I don't trust this guy.
But we ate one, Mom and I. One whole one. With the nuns there at the picnic tables. Their tables. Outside the kitchen. And we could smell them baking. The nuns kept talking to us and eating their own cheesecake. We were all laughing so much, and I looked at Mama and I said, can we just stay? And she wouldn't look back at me. She said, your father needs us. You know that.
Hold on. Where is your daughter?
She's in the bathroom. She lives in there.
What do you mean, lives?
She don't come out. Stays right in there. Got her a TV, phone, small fridge, magazines, clothes, all in with her.
Where's the bathroom?
She only comes out for food. She ain't stuck on no toilet. She's fat is all, like her mother was. If she called, it was to get you boys here. But she ain't stuck in there.
How old is your daughter, sir?
She's probably out food shopping.
No. Wait a minute, it's the middle of the night. It was a little kid that called us. I heard her. She's not going to be...
You son of a bitch! I got it.
What?
I know this guy. He had his wife, remember? The huge one on the stairs with her face all smacked up. call came in for a woman who fell in the bathtub.
Shit, that's right. I knew we'd been here.
The leaves here aren't... and don't get colors like we saw with them. We bought 7 cheesecakes. All the amarettos they had. Mama and I drove back to Vermont twice, but couldn't get lost. Not the same way. When Mama and I come back here after, I want to be there with those nuns.
Fuller. That's his name. Come on, Mr. Fuller, back in the house. Now, let's find your daughter.
You ain't gonna push me in my own
house. Oh, yeah, we are gonna. Now move in there. Let's go.
Hey, I paid taxes for you, you son of a bitch. You don't push Jim Fuller.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get your hands off.
Find a light, Dave. Switches don't work.
Christ, it stinks in here. Sit down there, Mr. Fuller.
Amaretto cheesecake. Oh, I'm hungry. Can you believe that?
35 years.
Oh, yeah.
People from all over stop to see us working. Dado injured me and Billy up on the brick smokestack.
Mike.
We were taken down for the hospital. Jackhammer, of course.
Mike, time. You see the water in the saline bags?
3 or 4 courses you dropped.
Yeah. I got some lasix here. Olivia Fuller, 375 2nd Avenue, Dr. Eckert.
Is that your daughter's name?
Mr. Fuller, is your daughter being treated for congestive heart failure? CHF! Did her doctor ever say that to you?
Did she? You fool, I don't give a shit. Hell, is he inside the stack or out on the walk, either way? Well,
we've got to find
story. Okay, come stiff as a gravestone in that kind of cold. They scoop up your balls with a trowel.
It's a fool!
And
where's Olivia?
Up. Oh. We take a mouthful of whiskey, please. Spit some on our fingers and lick it off.
Medic 1, dispatcher.
Go ahead, Medic 1.
Point of origin and contact person for 2nd Avenue call, please. And dispatch his own car, possible felony assault.
I'll look for a bathroom.
You hold them inside our mouths so they bend again, wrap around the jackhammer. The smell of brick dust.
Medic 1, you heard it come in, but I checked the tape. Call us to the first floor apartment at that address. Caller was a child. I don't have a name, but I pulled the phone number. Zone car is en route.
Ring that number for me right now, dispatcher.
Received.
Then he caught me once I slipped. I wanted to kiss him once I stopped shaking. You go up, I told that son of a bitch for
him. Insulin and hypos here.
It's cold. You go up.
Mr.
You
Fuller.
You die for that shit.
Mr. Fuller,
thing.
Your daughter is a diabetic. Look, this is serious. Where is she?
I got ringing here. Olivia? You in there?
Amaretto cheesecake. Oh, God. I'm in here.
Mr. Fuller, when was the last time you saw your daughter? When did you talk to
Olivia, can you hear me? Move away from the door.
Olivia! Olivia!
A bedroom. Olivia, we're firemen. We want to help you. Try to make some noise.
Don't say nothing, Olivia. I told you what boys...
Okay, shut up.
Are you in there, Olivia?
You dropped my wife.
I can hear her breathing.
I can't move.
She didn't hurt nobody. Her whole life.
Just a second.
Too fat to pick up and carry. That's what you said.
Olivia, keep making some noise.
Drop, you're coming down the stairs. One of you, I seen laughing.
Your wife was dead before we got here, Mr. Fuller. We did the best we could to bring her back.
Olivia, are you against the door?
Do you know Butch?
Why don't you move back?
He had a red Chevy. Oh, don't be angry with me.
Jesus Christ, Dave. Get in here with a monitor. This ain't no kid.
Olivia! Don't give him nothing!
Olivia, we're paramedics.
Where's Mama?
We're here to help
you. I'll make your mother get sick, he said. He put his face close and grabbed my face with his hand and squeezed. She'll get sick and die.
Christ, look at her. There's no room to work in here. She must be 50, for God's sake. She's going to crap out on us. We can't do this alone.
You think you can lift her? It's here or nowhere. She's wedged, okay? Olivia, we're going to get some oxygen for you. Help you breathe a little easier.
The door, first thing you hear, it's metal thumb where it catches. Click.
Olivia, I need to put this mask on you, okay?
Help. What? He can call me again.
Here, boys, what they want, and they'll treat you like dirt.
No, no. I have to tell you. One time I hid under the bed the whole night. He couldn't find me.
What?
Click. Next night, he... Don't hurt Mama, I said. I won't.
She's not talking about... Oh, Jesus, I'm going to kill this son.
Mike, don't touch him. Zone car's on the way. Let them handle the guy.
I held my face against my pillow. Olivia, he would whisper like that gasping. Olivia. And before I heard that, I liked my name.
Olivia, just wait, please. You've got to put this mask on.
They're going to just... call you.
You ain't dying at all. All you got to do is call.
Olivia, just...
Forget the mask. I'm losing her pulse. Put the fast patches on while I get a tube ready. Let's go.
Oh, God, don't show me. All her face laughing again. It was so easy for them. Say fat, then laugh. Fat, fat, fat. Go on, say it. All those faces turned away laughing when I was just shopping. Okay, Mama. Okay. Mama just asked me for a kiss.
Oh, damn it. Insist me on the monitor. Assemble a bag valve mask. Then take over these compressions so I can tube her.
Mike, we've got to move her. We can't work on her in here. I'll pull and you hold her head. We'll slide her under the rug and drag her out.
No! She's too big. Look at her, for God's sake. There's nothing firm enough to grab. This is our only shot. Beggar, will you?
Dispatcher, Medic One, we have a full arrest at 375 2nd Avenue. We need an engine crew now and a current ETA on the ambulance.
Received.
The stars are so bright in the morning air. Look, right up here. The tall fireman with the gray mustache, who's trying so hard to save me, should call his son before it's too late. Will they listen to you, these two? Tell them to let me go.
Medic One, be advised. Engine 3 is en route, and ETA for the ambulance is 03.
Dave, suctioner. I can't see to place the tube.
They'll brag over what they just come here. What you gave them, you know that, Olivia. Them boys ain't gonna marry you. They ain't gonna love you!
Just let us work, Mr. Fuller.
That's good. Pull a high-dose epi out, will you? We'll go down the tube with it.
I can hear the polka Mrs. Kramer is playing for us, echoing over these clouds. It's a Tuesday morning. Tommy Keegan, my regular partner, is home with the chicken pox. And all the others line up to dance with me. Paul Baker, Bill Freeman, Tony Clementi, all the boys pushing and reaching for Olivia, the prettiest girl in second grade.
Effie's on the sink, Mike.
35 years a man works. He's owed a few things.
Jesus, come on. This ain't gonna work. You're right. We gotta move her out of here.
Mama's face fills up this whole shining tree. Look over here. I want you to meet her. And these flowers lean open for everyone. I can hear them laughing out in the fields.
Still asystole.
Positive on the airway. Okay, grab her legs. Easy now. Let her down. Jesus, I can't. Go ahead and pull.
She's catching on the sink base.
You've got to be kidding me.
What do you think?
We gotta rip the cabinet out. Shut off the valves and rip it out. I'll push her up.
No. You better damn well listen to your father, Olivia. You tell him anything, I won't take you to shopping sites. You hear me?
Pull it, Dave. Just tear it out for Christ's sake.
Mrs. Kramer made me a paper crown to capture sunlight. You want to disappear? Watch me spinning alone in the wind. Close your eyes. That light you can hear is my heart flying around you. Come on. Don't be so afraid of it. Stand up. Call to the firemen. Call their names. Mike, Dave. Go ahead. They can hear you.
Give me your radio.
What do you want to do?
Tell them. I'm with Mama now. I don't have to stay with Father anymore.
Give it to me.
Call to them. They'll listen to you.
Dispatcher, Medic 1. God damn it, we need help here. Where's Engine 3?
Engine 3 should be close, Medic 1.
Engine 3, monitor this call. We need airbags and a longboard at 375 2nd Avenue, and we need them now. Possible domestic here. Do you read me? Be careful when you come in the house.
Mike, we're losing her. Come on.
Olivia, come on back. Wake up. Give me 300 joules and get clear. Watch the water there. Okay. Here we go. Talk to me, Olivia. Talk to me. God damn it.
In Rescue by William Patrick, Olivia was played by Lally Cadeau and Fuller was Peter Boretsky. Mike was Hardy Lynham. Dave, Greg Spottiswood. And the dispatcher was Carol Anderson. The casting director was Linda Grierson. The associate producer was Sandra Jeffries-Breutman. Sound effects were by John Stewart and Matt Wilcott. And the recording engineer was John McCarthy. Rescue was a CBC-BBC co-production and was directed in Toronto by Owen O'Callaghan.